The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Myself, Dale Jarrett, Steve Letarte, we're all here to talk about Pocono, and let's get into the playoffs. We are only 11 races into the playoff start. Who do you guys think's in trouble, and who do you think's in good shape?
Well, I'll jump right in, Jeff, and tell you a guy that I thought was having a great year. DJ, I'd love to get what you think, but Tyler Reddick, when you talk about the points, he's 26 points out of the playoff spot. After Pocono, 8 spots are locked up with wins available. Let's remind everyone, Kyle Busch hasn't won a race. So I'm putting him in. I think he's going to win at some point this summer. So, DJ, you have Reddick, right, who was looking so good, had an awful trip to Pocono, 2 bad races. He's now 26 out. Austin Dillon was okay. I think the flip side was Jones ran great. He's now inside the cut line. It's going to be a battle. Byron, Benedetto, Boyer, Johnson, these are the same cars we see run near each other week in and week out. I think actually it's going to come down to who can avoid mistakes throughout the summer.
Yeah, because they all seem to be making a lot of mistakes along the way. And that's Tyler Reddick's had a great rookie season, especially as we come back and he doesn't have any cup experience at the majority of these tracks that he's seeing now. And so that's been difficult for him. The bigger thing is that he really struggles whenever his races aren't good. I mean, they're just terrible finishes, and he gets no points whatsoever there. And so that's really hurting him and trying to get inside that top 16. I look at Erik Jones as the one there that he has the experience. He continues to have some bad luck along the way, but I think he has the team, the driver, and the experience to make a run, actually up all the way inside the top 10 possibly for him, because I really believe he's that good. But I do think this is going to be a battle right to the end with a lot of different type of racetracks that we have coming up in those 11 races.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
You mentioned Erik Jones, and I think, you know, when I think about playoff pressure and trying to make the playoffs, I feel like Erik Jones is always this guy we're talking about. It seems like every year. But I agree with you. I think Erik Jones and his team, I just feel like they're going to start moving themselves forward. I started to see them running in the front more, starting to see them more competitive, more consistent. I think that they're going to get safer and safer as this goes along. You mentioned Tyler Reddick. He's a rookie. I want to talk about the rookies, guys, because – I think this is the worst year possible to be a rookie. You know, there's no practice. You have no experience with these cars. I think in every series, in this NASCAR Top 3 series, I think it's the worst year you could possibly be to be rookies. And on top of that, I'm going to throw Matt Kenseth in that group. Matt Kenseth coming off the bench, hadn't sat in a race car for several, a long time, never driven these cars. I just think it's a terrible time to be a rookie, and I think it really handicaps him.
Yeah, man, I look at Christopher Bell, had an awful start to the year. He's actually a name I have circled. While he is a long ways out of the playoff picture, could he strike fire? Because while he did wreck at Pocono and it didn't help his points situation, he's been in the conversation the last 6 or 7 races, a lot more than he had earlier in the year. So he's figuring it out. Reddick, we already talked about quite a bit. Cole Custer's the one I can't quite figure out. He's done nothing wrong. He's done nothing great. He's having what I would define is a rookie year at the cup level, except these other guys are putting some fireworks up. I would actually, if I'm Cole Custer's crew chief this week, I sit him down and let him know that he's doing everything good. He's just fine. I want to make sure my rookie doesn't start to panic with some of these other runs we see out of these young drivers. I think he can pull it off. I agree with you, Jeff. The no practice has only made this even worse. You mentioned Matt Kenseth. He kind of flashed right back at Darlington, and then it seemed like he lost a little bit. But back at Pocono, I saw a driver that, you know, made very few mistakes, was pretty aggressive on the restarts. You know, DJ, he almost reminds me of the veteran that says, you know what, when they give me a car that can run 10th, my goal is to run 8th to 12th, right? To just run where it's supposed to run. They didn't bring me over here for fireworks. Just don't wreck. Don't put them behind. He seems like a wily veteran.
Yeah, it's been really interesting to watch them. And you know, most of these drivers, pretty much all of them, are in really good equipment. But, again, you can be in the very best equipment, and if you don't have experience at a racetrack, you're not getting practice time to either follow other drivers and see what they're doing or to figure your car out and try to make it better, then you're putting yourself in a really difficult position. So we know all of the top names there of these rookies and what a great rookie class it is. I'm going to talk about two drivers, and Jeff brought up one that's far from a rookie in Matt Kenseth, talking about how difficult this is to come back and drive these cars now because they have changed so much. And that just shows you the difficulty of that. So that leads me to my other rookie. John Hunter Nemechek is with a team that isn't nearly as well funded as these other drivers have, but he's doing an outstanding job. Is he going to make the playoffs in the top 16? Probably not, but he makes enough noise on a regular basis, and you can just see him improve as a driver and the team getting better also. And it's just fun for me to watch him, especially since, Jeff, we saw him and Steve watched him grow up in the motorhome lot for so many years, and to think that this young man now is going out there and taking a car with a team that is not as well funded but doing an outstanding job on a weekly basis.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Yeah, and you think about, when you're thinking about a guy like that, I think about Alex Bowman, right? He kind of did the same thing when he was driving a car that no one expected to run well. He was consistent with it, didn't wreck it, got good finishes. That's the way you take the next step in this sport. You know, John Hunter Nemechek is clawing, he's grinding, he's trying to stay involved, and he's doing a good job representing himself well. Let's move into the future a little bit. So I'm going to ask you, Dale Jarrett, I mean this as a compliment. You've been around a long time. You've seen a lot of stuff. Would you have ever thought that you'd be going to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, going to run a road course with the Xfinity cars, a road course with the Indy cars, and then the next day run – the Brickyard 400 with the Cup cars, all in 2 days. Did you ever imagine that happening?
No, you said a lot of things there that I could never imagine before 1994 came along, Jeff, and one of those being that stock cars would be there racing at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. I always thought growing up that as I got into racing that I would never have that chance at the world's most famous speedway. But we, as we know, that worked out, and I always loved racing there. But then, you know, whoever thought they were going to put a road course at Indianapolis Motor Speedway? So that happened for the Indy cars and Formula One. But now we've got the Xfinity cars and the Indy cars running there on Saturday. And that's just amazing to think that the two different sanctioning bodies have come together and made this happen for a historic weekend. This is just incredible. What's going to take place there? Cars are going to get some practice on Friday and then go racing on Saturday. So this is just going to be amazing. And then we're going to send the Cup cars out there with no practice, no qualifying, no nothing to go tackle this difficult 2.5 mile racetrack. So I'm just so glad that I'm around to see this happen because, again, I don't think either one of us thought that this would be something that we would really witness, but glad to see that motorsports is coming together for motorsports fans of all kinds.
Yeah, bravo to the decision makers. And the list is long. People would think this should be an easy decision, but it's not. There's a lot of very important people that had to all get their heads together in a room to figure out how to pull this off, and they've done it. But, you know, the race I'm really circled for this weekend for me, guys, is the Xfinity race on the road course. You know, Xfinity cars used to run across the street at the short track, and they came over to the speedway, but they've never had their own identity in Indianapolis. And this is their opportunity to have a marquee event, to not be like the Cup cars, to come into Indianapolis, be the only stock cars that run on that road course, and have a marquee event. Look at Chase Briscoe coming off the big win. Austin Cindric has had speed. There's so many road courses already on the Xfinity Series normal schedule. There's some very talented road course racers in there. I'm really looking forward to that event. It's going to be a ton of fun. And I can't wait to watch competitors, right? Like, I can't wait to see the IndyCar paddock drivers, engineers, crew chiefs watching the Xfinity guys and vice versa. That's always the most fascinating to me, to watch people that go out and know how hard it is in whatever discipline they have and appreciate what they're seeing out of a different series.
Well, one thing we know they all want to do, they want to follow the tradition that our man Dale Jarrett started, and that's getting out there and kissing those bricks after winning Indy. We're back this weekend. I'm so excited about it. I know, DJ, you're going to be at the racetrack. Steve and I, we're going to be calling it with Dale Jr. and Ricky Allen. And I know one thing, man. I am ready to call some races. The races have been great, and it's going to be a great, great time. I look forward to all you joining us this weekend.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.